Tom Casper is the man. Our Hardy Gardener. He joins us this morning for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, so I'm wondering if anything that we put in our bird feeders or squirrel feeders ever sprouts in the spring, and if there's anything that is maybe not a great thing to be sprouting in the spring. I mean, I've never seen anybody with huge sunflowers around their bird feeders, so probably most of the sunflowers are consumed, I think it's safe to say. But, you know, inquiring minds.
Oh, yeah, there definitely are sunflowers that will pop up throughout people's gardens, you know, either directly underneath the bird feeder or in other spots, depending on how they're spread or dropped or things like that. But certainly easy enough to control. The other main ingredient or main component of bird seed, depending on if you're getting a mix or things, is millet, and that of course can pop up too anywhere underneath the feeder or around it, but easily enough controlled with just pulling those out or scraping the soil where the millet has started to seed in the spring.
What about peanuts? Peanuts ever grow? I have an inquiring mind. I mean, they grow down south, so probably they don't like our temperatures, but you never know.
Yeah, they don't like it as cold as us northerners do, I guess.
All right,
and so I don't know if today we would say any of us like it this cold. It's certainly a little early for this. So
we don't have to necessarily worry about peanuts. All right, well, you know, like I say, inquiring minds. These are the things that keep me up at night thinking, I can't wait until I can talk to TK about this. So other than doing some jumping jacks to stay warm, is there something that we ought to do today when it's still cold and below freezing as opposed to tomorrow when it could warm up to right around freezing or a little above?
Short answer would be no.
Okay.
No, you don't have.
Gardeners need to just take naps, and we'll talk to you again in May.
That's right.
All right. I like it.
No, there are a couple of things that people maybe are thinking about over the next week or so, what they want to do and starting to get their home ready for the holidays and maybe trying to bring a little bit of cheer to for us garden folks, maybe one of the more bleaker times of the year with the snow is to think about those containers that we had just a few months ago, or in some cases a few weeks ago, that still had flowers in them and things up by our front porch or by our front doors and things like that. And maybe think about transforming those into a little bit of holiday decoration. So getting the old annuals out and things like that. And instead of putting those containers away, maybe getting some holiday decorations in there, some evergreen boughs or some birch branches or dogwood or all sorts of different things, some berries, and kind of dress up the front entryways or spots near our door or entries, you know, that maybe bring us just a little bit of cheer during the winter time. And a lot of them you can do and leave up for much of the winter.
And you can add lights.
Yeah, and you can add lights, and you can add suet to them if you want to attract birds and all sorts of different things with these containers that really are a nice winter sort of creative way for us to express ourselves when a lot of the other things we do in the yard are dormant and hiding out underneath layers of snow. So,
what's not to like about a holiday that involves lights and fat?
Exactly.
Yes! A couple of my favorite things.
So the two things we all love.
Exactly.
And nice city fat.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you've got a good head on your shoulders, TK. I'm just saying.
I try to keep it on there, too.
Exactly. I like it. Cool idea.
You know, just do it. And it can be a lot of fun. Folks can just go out into the woods and you know, find a little something they like here in their backyard or in an area of their property if they have some access to that where they can go out and snip a few things that they like. And one of the challenges is that certainly with a temperature like today, things are, that soil that's in that container is, you know, frozen pretty rock solid. So waiting for a warmer day, even the next couple of days, or going out with a couple of gallons of nice piping hot water and pouring it into that container, and in about 15, 20 minutes to a half hour, you've got the soil thawed enough that you can do your decorating project, and then it's going to freeze back up, and those will stay in place then throughout the winter. So,
see, now, a guy who wasn't thinking about radio and building numbers and attracting an audience would say, get out there and clean those pots. What are you, some kind of bum? Clean those things up so they look nice for spring. But oh no, you go, hey, clean them up and then put pretty stuff in them and make a decoration. See, that's why people like you so much.
Yeah.
I like that. You started off the show, I said, should gardeners be doing something? You said no. I mean, see, gardeners love you for things just like this.
Well.
Kind of impressed.
Good, you know, it's good to kind of, and it does help a little bit if, you know, us gardeners, we all suffer a little bit from missing our plants and missing that opportunity to express ourselves in the garden, and it is a nice little opportunity for folks to do something like that. And then, like you said, put lights on it for the holidays, and it brightens up the evenings and brightens up your doorway every time you come and go, and reminds you of different time of the season and stuff. So it can be a lot of fun, and you know, I know folks will go out and get pine cones and tuck those in, and ribbons and all sorts of stuff that make them pretty. You know, if folks are not sure what to do, they can certainly go to one of the many websites or pages out there like Pinterest or things like that, or Better Homes and Gardens, and see all kinds of opportunities that they can emulate if they like, or try to do something similar to.
So, yeah, I'm basically impressed by that. So, yeah, good for you. There are plenty of people in your life, you know, even if it's just you, you know, you've got that voice of a critical parent or somebody in your head saying, you know, clean that up. What are you, some kind of a slob, whatever? Say, yeah, clean it up and make it into a fun project where you do something a little bit, you know, nice to move forward in the seasons. Are there some things, you know, every so often we like to get really sensitive and touchy-feely on this show. Are there some things that perhaps non-gardeners need to be doing to provide support to gardeners at this difficult time of the year for them? When they, you know, are missing their plants, they're longing for the growing season. Maybe, you know, they've been, you know, kind of touching that dry, dead thing in the container because they just miss their plants. Maybe they're grieving. You know, how should we be supporting gardeners at this very difficult time for them?
Financially. Just handing them a 20, you know, and they can start with me.
I asked.
And just, you asked. I think, you know, that is an interesting question, and there's a lot of, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening are kind of chuckling. But, you know, gardeners, we sort of, fall is a nice time for us. Unfortunately, this fall has been rather rapid, but fall is a nice time for us gardeners because it helps us deal with the separation of our gardens and things like that.
There really wasn't a lot of time to process. You did not get a lot of processing time this year. We kind of went right from summer, and we had about a week of fall, and then we had like a month of Otwin, Larry Weber's favorite season, and now we've got winter.
Yeah, so that hasn't been much of a time for us, but I guess that each season is different. And so I think as far as supporting gardeners, you know, we prepare ourselves for this, so there isn't a lot that the non-gardener would need to say to a gardener other than saying, boy, your yard sure looked good this year. Or I sure love that container, because it is a way for us then to think back to the things that we did during the season that we really enjoyed, and having somebody else having noticed them just further reinforces that idea that we did something kind of cool or new. So
Wow.
That in cash.
That in cold. Yeah. The gardeners don't want, you know, you to bring them coffee or tea. They don't want you to bring them chocolate. They don't want you to bring them anything but money and words of compliment.
Yes. Well, and chocolate. I should back up. Chocolate's always
Yeah.
Good.
See how you are? All right. Anything else gardeners need to know today? You've already given them permission not to do anything today. Is there anything they ought to, maybe tomorrow though, is the day to get those containers cleaned out, if it's going to be a little melty-ish?
Yeah, it's going to be a nice couple of days here coming up after today, and they could even today start thinking of doing a little research on what they want to do with those containers, and maybe starting to look for a few of the things that they would like in the containers. I'll get in this afternoon, and then tomorrow starting to work on them and having a little fun with them and creating something fun. So.
Cool. Good plan, TK. Well, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, and you know, let us know if people are supporting you with chocolate and cash.
I'll share everything with you.
We'll check in a couple of weeks. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tom Casper is the host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on 103.3 KUMD.